From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The latest version of the Senate health care bill is getting mixed reactions from small businesses. There's a lot of debate around the new Cruz Amendment, which would allow insurers to sell bare-bones plans as long as they also sell one that complies with Obamacare's protections. KQED's health reporter April Demboski explains the divide.
The small business majority says the Affordable Care Act is a success. California Director Mark Herbert says the law lowered the uninsured rate among the self-employed and allowed more people to pursue the American dream.
It's really lowered the barrier of entry for entrepreneurs to be entrepreneurial.
Herbert says the new Cruz Amendment would destabilize the small business insurance market and allow insurers to sell junk plans.
We would be back to the days of trying to read the fine print and understand, is there a cap on my benefits? If I'm in the hospital and really sick, all of a sudden, am I going to be on the hook for all of those bills?
But another small business group, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says the Affordable Care Act has not lived up to its promises. Spokesperson Jack Moslem says their California members want it repealed.
They want lower costs and they want more choices.
Moslem's group likes a provision in the bill that would allow small businesses to buy insurance through a trade association. Those plans wouldn't have to comply with mandates, making them cheaper.
That should be the main goal of reform, drive down the cost of health insurance.
Whether the Senate passes the bill or not, both groups say there is more work to be done on health reform. I'm April Demboski, KQED News.